I have this reoccurring dream. I've heard that it is one of the most common reoccurring anxiety dreams in the world, frequently experienced by adults. The dream involves me, of course, running late down my high school hallway to my class. And upon entering the room and sitting down, the teacher says, "Clear your desk. We're having a pop quiz this morning." That's how I want to begin this morning's sermon. Clear your minds. We're having a pop quiz. Not to worry. It's a very simple quiz. There's only one question. So, what do you think? Did Peter get it right in today's gospel when he said that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God? Let's have a show of hands. Who agrees that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God? It looks like almost everyone. Does anyone disagree? No. Everyone agrees with Peter. Congratulations, you have answered correctly. But here's what I wonder. So what? So what? What does it mean for you today that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God? As my ears keep piling up, that question is becoming more and more at the forefront of my thoughts. Even more so in the light of everything that's happening in the world over these last 8 months or so. I feel an urgency, an intensity about everything these days, including this question about who Jesus is. Don't you? You should. What does it mean for us today to stand with Peter and say, Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God? It used to be a mostly Sunday morning kind of question, but now it's a everyday kind of question. That used to be about the future, but now it's about the present moment. It's no longer about, or even primarily about, saving souls. Now it's about changing hearts. And if Jesus is not changing your heart and my heart, then he's not the Messiah of our lives. And if he is the Messiah, then we should be changing how we live. But as you see, our lives today are characterized by division and confrontation and separation, fear and anxiety, everything that is anathema to the Messiah's teaching. So now, when the Messiah says something like, love your neighbor, do I have to redefine who my neighbor is and what that is asking of me? What happens when his way and his truth and his life conflict with the way and the truth and the life of my friends or my family or me? And how many more times must the Messiah say, peace be with you, or do not be afraid, before I take those words to heart? If he really is my Messiah, then I have to look at the values that I hold and the priorities I establish and the truths I claim for myself and see if they line up with his. When he says, follow me, or come and see, do I go or do I blaze my own trail? Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Is that just the title we give him, or is it asking something of us? Is it changing how we live? And if not, why do we come here Sunday after Sunday? rhetorical questions. I ask them because I have a problem with that gap between knowing the correct answer and living that answer. In Paul's letter to the church in Rome, he warned them about being conformed to the world instead of transforming it. So it's not enough for us to just give the correct answer. Do you remember when you got your high school algebra book and it had all the answers in the back? Homework was easy that first night. But when I got the homework back, there were no stars or smiley faces or any grade on it. It just got a red ink note across the top that says, "Do the work. Do the work." I wonder if that's why Jesus ordered his disciples to keep quiet about him being the Messiah. Maybe he was less interested in their announcing to the world that he was the Messiah and more interested in seeing them do the work. That's what Jesus is saying to us. Do the work. And what is our work? It's bringing about God's kingdom by loving our enemies, doing good to those who hate us, praying for those who abuse us, turning the other cheek to those who strike us, welcoming the stranger, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, forgiving those who offend us, giving to the beggar. Whenever these works are happening, there is the God's kingdom. The bottom line, the kingdom is about what we do and how we live. Do the work.